from the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg. This is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Legislators push for reforms while Fiat Chrysler receive a record fine. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration announced a record fine of $105 million against Fiat Chrysler Automobiles over alleged failures in safety recalls. The consent agreement between the Safety Administration and the auto manufacturer includes a buyback option that applies to hundreds of thousands of vehicles. Owners of these vehicles, including over 1 million Jeep SUVs, can receive a financial incentive or trade-in to get repairs done. The automaker also agreed to a 3-year audit of its recall performance to be conducted by an independent monitor. The record fines reflect a more aggressive posture from the NHTSA under the leadership of Mark Rosenkind, the agency's new administrator. Rosenkind was appointed after the agency came under fire from Congress over shortcomings in the handling of deadly defects, including GM ignition switches and Takata airbags. Legislators push for car safety reforms. Some members of Congress are pushing new legislation that would impose criminal penalties on executives of auto companies who fail to disclose deadly defects. However, the proposed legislation hit a roadblock in a Senate committee. Safety advocates said they were disappointed that the Senate committee voted down the proposal for criminal penalties and another proposal to make it illegal for used car dealers to sell vehicles that are recalled but unrepaired. However, some measures, such as raising the maximum civil penalty for automakers to $70 million from $35 million, were approved. The safety measures, largely proposed by Democratic senators, were voted down by the Senate Committee on Commerce, controlled by Republicans. Automakers had lobbied against the provisions. However, three Democrats, Gary Peters of Michigan, Claire McCaskill of Missouri, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, also voted against the provision, making it a crime to knowingly conceal safety defects.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.